Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
I have kids, and when my kids are listening to me and then they go do what I want, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to give you more. Right? Like when my kid steps into a level of maturity, I'm like, ooh, I'm proud of you. Come on. Now I can give you more. Now I can bless you more. Now I can drop some more truths on you because you were able to handle that one. So let's give you some more. But I'm not going to drop everything on them and then they feel like they're drowning and they're not catching any of it, right? But I just had this incredible conversation with my daughter last night. Took forever. Man, teenagers, I'm like, this is forever. These are the longest conversations in the world. And I'm already tired. So I'm having this conversation with her. And I found myself getting very feisty in the conversation. And I just kept saying, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I need you to understand, I'm mad at what's happening. I'm mad at the thought processes that you're working through. I'm mad at the devil. And she goes, okay. And I go, now take on my madness and you need to get pissed too. Like, you need to have a fighting spirit. You need to not back down. You need to stand up. She's like, yeah. Like by the end of the conversation, she's like, you're all right, you know? But sometimes people need someone in their life to go, you don't need to be coddled right now. You need to be reminded of who you are. You need to be reminded of who and where you stand. And you need to step out into faith and you need to step into a new maturity. She woke up this morning for the first time in weeks, a different kid. And I was like, what happened? And she's like, I just said this scripture. I told the devil where he could go and I'm good. And I'm like, all right, awesome. Like, and we had the best morning this morning together because she had to be reminded. Now, she took a new level of maturity in Christ just last night into this morning. What about us as Christians? We lay in our beds, we get depressed, we get sad. So-and-so said this about me and I can't believe it. Really, grow up, move on. Their opinion of you should be this, and his opinion of you should be this. And instead of worrying about what they're saying about you, you should go, what do you say about me, God? God, what do you think of my actions in this moment? God will be real with you. He's going to tell you, not cool. That was not cool how you handled yourself. Oh, okay. Then I need to fix that. But you know, there's a healthy relationship going on there. And if you can keep your spirit man open to be teachable, there will be nothing that God can't do for you. There'll be no limits to what God wants to do in your life and through your life. That is where God needs you to be, is a teachable spirit, ready to be mature and step into some new awesome paths that God has for you. So, how do we no longer act as children, but we step into a life of maturity in Christ? 1 Corinthians 14:20. I love this in the New Living Translation. It says, dear brothers and sisters, do not be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil. That means, listen, don't know all the depths of the evil one. You know, my favorite is like those devil hunter people. It's like, why are you going after the things of the evil side? Why do you not long after the things of the good side? You know, we don't have any good movies about the good. My mom and I always talk about this. I mean, I think she should just write a movie. But we have all these evil movies of demonic things, right? All of them. And then where's the good side to it? Because the spiritual world is not just demons and devil. It's also angels and God, but nobody wants to tell the good side, right? So let's not concern ourselves with the evilness of what this world is doing. Let's be not into that, but let's go into the next part of this, but be mature in the understanding that matters of this kind. Ooh, I want to understand what God is talking about. I want to understand when I open my word and I read it and I go, wait, I don't get that verse. What are you saying, Holy Spirit? And he says, no, okay, go back and read it. And then all of a sudden, something comes alive inside of me. I'm like, ooh, I get it. Because we as Christians, when we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, we have the teacher at our access. He's the teacher of the word. When you get into your word and you don't understand something, go and ask him, can you show me again what it is? I'm not the smartest person in the world, believe me. I'm not even the, like, the cookie in the jar that has all the chocolate chips. No, I am very aware that I am not that person. Right? Like Pastor Joey preached two Sunday nights ago. He sang, he gave scripture, and I was like, I don't like you. When he got off the stage, I'm like, it is not fair that you get to sing and preach. Like, how come I didn't get all the gifts when he was handing them out? And he just laughed at me. But you know what? I'm talking to Teresa yesterday. She's dropping truths on me, and I'm like feeling really insecure about my message after talking to her. And I'm like, I don't want you to ever talk to me before I'm preaching again. Like, ever again. Never, ever again. Because the reality is I don't think like her. But that's why we need each other, because it builds each other up. We take each other to new places, right? But then what do I have to do to understand the word? I'm not the girl that gets into this and gets it right away, okay? I'm just not. Never has been me. Pastor Dan can read a scripture, remembers a reference and everything about it. And I'm like, where was that in the Bible? Like, where, I know it says this, but I don't know exactly where. And then, you know it's bad when your friends, I won't mention anyone in this room, calls your husband for the reference, but not you. And it's totally fine. It's fine. I wrote you a letter. And so the reality is we may not be the smartest one on the block, right, when it comes to the word of God, but guess who we have? We have the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher to all of us. And he's equal across the board. As much as my mom gets the depths of the word of God and Dan and these people that I look up to because they just get it. There's a deep revelation. I say, Holy Spirit, I need you to give me a deep revelation. And then all of a sudden, I have this incredible Bible time with God in the morning. I have these incredible drives to work when I finally get to be alone. It's my favorite when I'm in the car alone. And I get to talk to God, and I turn the radio off, and I ask him some questions about things that I haven't had just silence enough to ask. And he begins to drop some truths on me. So the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, and those are the moments of maturity that we all need to be striving for. Those are the places that we need to be longing for. 1 Corinthians says that be mature in understanding. So how do we do that? Number one, you ready? It's very hard, so hard. Listen to my Father's voice. It's actually not that hard. I've had a lot of people go, it's so hard to hear the voice of God. It's so, it just comes to you. Listen, it didn't always just come to me. I didn't always understand or recognize when God was speaking to me. I didn't. Just over the years of having to press in, and like I talked about this morning, lean in. And through the battles, guess what? Through my battles, I heard God's voice. Through my battles, I recognized, oh, that was God. Did you ever get behind something and you're like, duh, I should have known that was the Holy Spirit like prompting me on that one. Just after a while, you'll start picking up on it. You'll start picking up on it. So if you're not there yet, give yourself a break. He is talking to you all the time, but he knows that he's got to find other ways to get to you. And so he will. Let me talk about the first one. This right here. He speaks through his word. And if you can find it for yourself in the word of God, then so be it. Because if the word confirms it in your heart, then you know you can run with it and you can hear your Father's voice. But if it's something contrary to what God's word says, you better run the other way, girlfriend. Because this world is saying everything opposite of what God's word says. What is bad is good now. Have you noticed? What is wrong is now right. And I'm going, we're so twisted. We're even going against nature about how God, they can't even prove this stuff, but we're still so stupid that we go, oh, okay. Yeah, because the world says it. It's just how it is. And they're calling it love. Well, it's not love. We talked about that last week. If you want to get a message on what love really is, it's not lust. It's not perversion. It is God. God is love. And so the reality is then if I'm going to love, I've got to do it God's way. If I'm going to find something out in my word, I've got to find it out my way. Let me just talk to some millennials in here. I don't feel that way a lot. One thing about your walk with God, it's not a feeling. It's going to be a faith step. So sometimes when you're feeling the pressure or the devil coming at you, or maybe the lie of like you're not good enough or whatever it is that you're feeling, I want to tell you, set your feelings aside and step into the word. Go find out what God says about the situation, because the feeling can overtake the word. And then all of a sudden you'll find yourself down a path where you're going, how did I get here? I thought I was doing it God's way, but you weren't, because you weren't hearing the voice of God on it. You were following your feelings, okay? And so when God says to us that it's time for us to step out, and I love what God talks about. He says, deny your flesh. Ooh, that's not fun, right? So when we open up the fridge and we see the piece of cake and then we see the kale salad right next to it, and we're like, well, if I don't eat lunch, I can have the cake. And if I do the kale salad, I can probably, you know, eat a lot more today. Those are very practical places. But have you ever heard the Holy Spirit go, come on, make the right decision. You got this. And you're like, and you know what the right decision is. That is just the knowing of what's right and wrong. That's the knowing. And yet we still go and eat the cake, right? And then what do we say later? Oh, I wish I wouldn't have eaten the cake. I wish I wouldn't have done this, right? We get mad at ourselves. Then we have this self-reflection, and the Holy Spirit's probably like, seriously, we had this conversation, now you're mad at yourself. See, I think we bring things on ourselves we don't need to bring on. You know, as a parent wants everything good for their child, so does God want everything good for us. But yet, many times when we're not hearing the voice of God and following what his promptings are, we can get ourselves in hot messes. I know a lot of Christians that went off their feelings and said, this is how I am, this is how I was made, da 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 da, and they're still miserable in their sin. That you think, oh, they're free in this. No, they're actually not free. They're bound up still in the world, because they're going to be bound in the church and they're going to be bound in the world because they're not giving it over to God. They're not surrendering that to the spirit man of who God is, and they're not bringing it under submission to what God's word does and tells them how to overcome these things, these desires, these places of sin that we all walk into. So many times the voice of God is speaking, but we are choosing not to listen. That's a scary place to be in. 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 19 says, stop deceiving yourselves. If you think that you are wise by the world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. What is the Bible talking about? I need to become a fool to be truly wise. Do you notice the Bible does that? Where there is weak, they are strong. Where they are weak, they are strong. I love that. Where the poor are strong in spirit. You see, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. See, the Bible flips things. The Bible does the opposite of what the world says would be the normal. And God is saying, if you're going to follow after the things of this world, then you're going to be a mess. The rest of the verse says, for the wisdom of the world is foolish, and as the scriptures say, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. Ooh, have you ever met someone in the world that just says, oh, these are fables. These are just stories. They're non-relevant. They're not for today. Well, listen, the word of God talks about that too. And the word of God says that this is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That this wasn't just written for back then, but this is written in knowing that we were sitting here on this day today in 2019 in the world we live in, knowing that we've got to rightly divide the word of God, and we've got to get it into our spirit man, so when the world wants to tell us the lies and the schemes and the devices, we can go, no, that's not right. That's not what God says. That's not what his word says. That's not according to what I live by. And you see, girls, that's going to take some boldness in your Christian walk. You're going to have the Christian persecution coming against you. So you better get ready. Our ancestors, they gave their lives for the word of God. What would we do when it's our turn? We're getting there. And we cannot be wimpy Christians. We have to be soldiers that are mature, ready to go. The word is the word. I'm going to stand on it. My desires, my wants, the things of this world that are coming at me constantly, telling me the little whispers and the lies, I'm recognizing that because that's not my Father's voice. The last year, something had happened to me, and it threw me into a depression. And it was like a day of depression. And I went into it really hard and fast. Has anyone ever experienced that before? And it was like crashing fast. And all of a sudden I found myself hearing something. And I heard, if you kill yourself now, you would help everyone around you. I mean, the voice was so clear. It was like, whoa, I'd never heard that voice before. And I went, wait a second, this isn't right. So even in my sadness, even in the depression, I was like, this isn't right. And the first thing that my spirit man did in the fight was, that's not your father's voice. So what are you listening to? And as soon as that happened, my husband walked in. I told him about it. We prayed it off. We were good. But the reality is I had to recognize my father's voice in the battle. I couldn't recognize the voice of the enemy and call that God or call it truth. And that's what the world is doing. They don't know God and his character enough to decipher the difference between God and man. And so they call what they think is God, God. And they call what they think is good, God. Because they want him to be sunshine and rainbows. But listen, God is not just sunshine and rainbows. He was a God that was jealous for us. He was a God that fought battles. He was a God that took out people that were in his way. He was a God that was serious about heaven and hell because he gave his whole life for it. And he's not going to go, let the enemy take you out. So the reality is that we have to know the word of God so much, not just in the black and white, but also in the Holy Spirit having a conversation with us. That it's the character of God we're clinging to. Do we understand this? When I understand someone's character, I can have a better relationship with them, right? So my mom can say something to me, I know her so well, I go, oh yeah, I know. But then somebody else maybe may not know her well enough and go, why would she say that? It happens to me all the time because of my personality. And I'm like, why would you take it that way? You know what I mean? Have you ever had that happen to you before? Because you're like, I didn't mean it that way, but you took it that way. That's crazy, you know? And you've been misunderstood. Well, many times that can happen in our world, but think about if you know God so well that when something goes down or when something's happening in your life, when you're in the battle, you can hear your father's voice and you know what he's saying. You can run after that side of it instead of the demonic side of it. You will not be taken out in your battle because God loves you so much. There's couple examples in the Bible of this. When Jesus went to the wilderness and the Satan himself tried to deceive him and lie to him and tempt him, which I still to this day, I'm like, that moment in time is shocking to me, right? Like, what were you thinking? And I was telling my daughter the other day, we were talking about this and I'm like, think about it. There was a suicidal spirit on him because he said, if you throw yourself off, well, that's suicide. Like, so Satan tried it with Jesus. What a demonic thing, right? Like, that is an evil spirit like taking over our world right now. It's what the enemy is using to tell lies to people that they're not valuable enough, that they'd be better off in life without this. And all these stupid, foolish lies. When God said, you're more than enough. I created you before your mother knew you. I love every part of you and every intricate part of you because I formed you and I love you and I molded you. Your personality that you don't like, well, you can mold it into what I've created it to be and you can have the extent and the goodness of your side of your personality. You see, God has a different plan, but the enemy is working so hard. So when Jesus was tempted, what did Jesus do? He spoke the word back at the devil. He combated the enemy with the word of God. The tax collectors, they're trying to get Jesus to get on their side to not pay, the Pharisees, to not pay taxes. They're trying to get out of paying taxes. None of you would do that at all, right? Not one of you. And Jesus says to them, whose picture is on the coin? They said, well, Caesar, well, give to Caesar what's Caesar's. You see, it wasn't the word, but it was the authority that was spoken out of Jesus' mouth. So be it. It's a done deal because that's what was right to do. And God will take care of the rest. And you see, it was the word that was spoken from God. It's going to come in different ways. The word, or you might just hear it in your spirit, man. You recognize your father's voice. You know his character because you have leaned in and you won't be shaken and you'll be able to understand him. Girls, we've got to get closer to God. Number two, it's one thing to listen to the voice of God and not do it. But then it's another thing to hear the voice of God and do it. So number two, obey my Father. I've got to obey what God asked me to do. When he gives me a direction, I've got to step in and put it into action. I've got to step out in faith and do what it is he's asked of me to do. Now, for some of you, that is going to be some scary things. You keep getting something in your spirit, man, and you're like, I don't know if I am bold enough to do that, God. I don't know if that, you know, these missionaries that are here, we just met one. He's in the Middle East smuggling in the ISOM curriculum, and he has over 10,000 people. He has seen the Taliban saved. He's seen members from the Taliban saved, and they're on their phone sneaking Bible college, learning about the Word of God. What if he would have not obeyed God's call to go and do that? What if? How many people would not be saved or redeemed or restored because he was disobedient in his request? You see, God is asking you to do something outside of yourself. It might be praying for someone in the store. It might be doing something beyond. I started working out, and so my, what is that, exercise coach person? I don't even know what she is. But instructor, she was hurting in her back, and I heard the Holy Spirit go, while I'm on my little, it's a reformer because I'm doing Pilates. So I'm on the reformer. I'm staring at this white ceiling, and he goes, you know you need to pray for her. I go, oh, that's awkward. Like, I barely talked to her, and you want me to pray for her? Yes. Okay. So as soon as the class was over, I know him enough that I better go pray for her. So I went looking for her, and she beelined it to the bathroom, and I had to go get my kids. So the next day, I went in, and he said, you know you got to pray for her today. And everyone was in the back of the room, and she was at the front of the room, and I came in late. And there it was, me and her. And I said, how you doing today? Oh, I'm hurting. I'm hurting really bad. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you believe in this, but I do. I have faith that if I lay hands on you, that we can ask God to heal your back. And she goes, all right, come on, bring it on. And I'm like, okay. So I laid hands on her back and I prayed for her. And then the last class I went to, she was like, hey, can you stay after? I have a prayer request for you. And all of a sudden, I'm now becoming the person that's going to be the prayer. And I was like, wait, Lord, this is supposed to be for me. I'm not supposed to be on right now. That's the selfish side of Jess, okay? So see, I'm human. And so, but you are on call. You're on a mission, guys. What is God asking you to do? I'm giving you examples of things that God has interrupted my day with. And I'm like, totally awkward, uncomfortable, but all right, I love you enough to do it. One time I was in the waiting room at an emergency. My daughter had an emergency. We were in the emergency room. This girl came in on a stretcher. They were all freaking out. The mom is like panicking. And the Holy Spirit said, you know what you need to do. You need to go pray for her. So they brought her out and I said, can I pray for her? You know, I'm a Christian, and the mom was like, yes, please, anything. And I'm like, okay. So I prayed a prayer of faith over her. She was like, thank you so much. I've not had any peace until this moment. And I don't even know what was wrong with the girl. But I just know that I did what God asked me to do. What is God asking you to do? What is he saying to you? Every homeless person you walk by, we can get hard-hearted towards them. Like, oh, they're just taking our money and da-da-da. But really, what is it to you? If you can't outgive God, who cares what they do? As long as you've shown the love of Jesus to someone. One time I had no money. I was walking out with my dinner for my family. And you know those chickens you buy? I bought the chicken because I love that chicken so that I don't have to cook. And the Holy Spirit said, give him the chicken. I'm like, oh. Give him the chicken. I think we had cereal that night because I wasn't going back in. You know, I'd already been to 3 stores that day. And so the reality is what is he asking of you? It's going to be awkward, but that's not you, girls. That's the Holy Spirit. So when you're going, oh, that was just me. Nope. No, no. Don't disobey him because you will pay later when you disobey him. You might as well just do what he says and enjoy the journey along the way, okay? And you will look weird. Who cares? Just get over looking weird because you're actually pretty awesome. So Luke 11:28 says, but he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. We keep it. It doesn't mean I read the word and I just like go, oh yeah, I forgot about that. No, I read the word and I keep it in my heart. And then when something happens, guess what comes up out of my spirit, man? the word. I combat life with the word, because when I have the word coming out of me, then I'm speaking life into a situation. Romans 16:18, it says, such people are not striving or serving God, Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. Do we know anyone like that? Not anyone, right? Not our family, not this world, right? But smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. Ooh, that's the world we live in, guys. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord, and this makes me happy. I want you to know to be wise in doing right and stay innocent of any wrong. Guys, just stay innocent in what it is you're doing. Do what God tells you to do. You won't have to worry about if you're in the wrong. If you're obedient to the things of God, you won't be in the wrong place. Ephesians 4:14, it says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by the wind of doctrine or the trickery or the cunning of men. So if we obey the word of God and our Father, we will be protected and covered in this. All right. Number three, ready? Stay steady in the storm. Being tossed to and fro. Ephesians, it says, now that we should no longer be children, now that we're stepping into maturity, and tossed to and fro. To and fro. Have you ever seen the ships in, I just saw Aquaman. I don't want to hear one thing from you girls because we are not looking at Aquaman. Okay. It's so funny because the reaction from people are cracking me up, right? And I'm like telling Dan, me and Dan have this thing. We have a very healthy relationship. And I'm like, so do you think you look good? And he's like, no, he's cut. He's like, that guy, he's cut. And I'm like, all right, you're going to get cut like that? He's like, I am cut like that, Jess. I love it. And so we had a good time watching Aquaman. But in Aquaman, there were ships in this movie, right? And the ships were being tossed and broken open and ripped open because the waves were so strong that it could not withstand the tossing to and fro. Guys, this world is evil. It's going to take you out. It's running against you. It's beating against you. It's coming at you. And what's going to happen is it will deplete you. It will take you for everything that you've got. It's going to rip you apart one piece at a time. And guess what happens when those ships get beaten up by the waves? Their sails are broken. Their windows are knocked out. Their rudders are completely broken and they don't know where the course is that they're set apart for. And they're sitting on an open sea, not able to move, not able to function, and broken. We Christians are not supposed to be the ones sitting on the ocean broken with no destiny and no course moving forward. God has not called us to that. He is warning us now. Watch out who you allow in your life. Watch out who you allow to speak into your world. Watch out what you're watching on TV and what you're putting into your eye gate and then into your heart. Watch out what words you're listening to and the music you're listening to. Watch out. Because this world is out to get you, deceive you, toss you to and fro, to leave you broken and on the sidelines, washed up on the shore. But God says, that is not what I've called my mature Christians to do. A mature Christian says, I'm going to chart this course out. How do I chart this course out before? Oh, wait, there's a storm brewing over here. And the Holy Spirit says, that's not the way to go. You shouldn't go that direction. Go the other way, because the other way is going to give you a clear course and you're going to make it to your destination. You won't have to go through the storm. You see, when we hear the voice of God, when we obey the voice of God, we can stay steady on our course and we won't be tossed back and forth, ready for the enemy to beat us up. Jude 11 says, ooh, this verse. What sorrow awaits for them. This is people who do not follow what God says and stay on their course. For they follow the footsteps of Cain. You go, who's Cain? Cain is the one who killed his brother. Cain is the one that God said, no favor. That's not what I recognize. I don't recognize who you are and what you've done. They had no favor of God on him. How about this? Like Balaam, they deceived people for money. These are people that did not stay their course, but could have. These are people that could have had the hand of God on them, but chose not to do it. How about Korah? They will perish for their rebellion. God is serious about rebellion. Rebellion is equal to witchcraft to God. It means the same thing to God. And when we choose not to do what God says, and when we allow the world to speak into our lives so much that we walk away from what God says, we are now in witchcraft, and we have no favor of God on us. And God is saying, don't do that. You need to stay the course. We need to be like these people in Psalms 1-4. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits at the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf is also and shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Stay your course, because on your course, you're going to prosper. And when the things of this world are coming and raging against us, we can stand strong and say, not I, not my kids, not my marriage, not my church, not my city, not my country, not this world. But devil, you have no place. For we take our authority as Christians, and we stand in the gap for those that can't stand in the gap for themselves. Here's a story. There was once a man who was walking beside the pond of water. It was lined with towering pine trees, and on the opposite bank, they were beautiful. Looking at this pond, he saw a reflection He saw a reflection of the roots and the branches and the trunks of these trees. But the roots remained unseen for the reason that they were under the ground. They were hidden in the ground, and it is still a very small voice the Lord impressed on his heart and told him this: the key to maturity is not the height of the trunk, but the depth of the root. If the roots fail to hold, the whole tree will fall over. You see, girls, you've got to stay your course, and the only way to do it is what we talked about before. Know your Father's voice, the Word of God. Obey it. Dig your roots so deep in who He is that when the world comes at you with something horrible, when you hear false doctrine, when you hear waves of things, because what they're doing now, guys, let me tell you what stupid people are doing. Yes, Pastor Jess just said they're stupid. They are stupid. The Bible says people are stupid too, just FYI. Psalms. In Proverbs. And so what they're doing is they're taking the Word of God and they're twisting it to cover their sin. And they're calling sin God, which, whoo, I do not want to be there on that day when those people have to answer for what they did with the Word of God, because they will have to answer. And so that's why you see churches popping up everywhere that believe in this and believe in that, and know we're okay with this and we're okay with that. Well, guess what? You're okay with it, but is he okay with it? And are you leading these people to hell? You're leading them to hell. It becomes a cult. It becomes a washy. It's so sad that this false doctrine is what appeases our flesh, guys. I'm going back to feelings because I feel like it, because I don't want to get out of my sin, but I do love God. No, you don't. I would challenge you on that, because the Bible tells me that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments and you'll feel conviction about your sin. You'll be like, "Ooh, I need to get right with God right now. I cannot be okay in this." When I was a sinner, I was a rank sinner. I was a good sinner. I knew how to sin good, right? But I'll tell you something. I had the hardest time coming to church. I had the hardest time hearing my mom quote scripture. I was like, I know. I already know. That's what I would say. I already know. Well, guess what? She still needed to speak it to me, because every time she did, the reason I was irritated was I was getting convicted by it. I was unhappy. I was uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable in my sin. And I'm like, I just got to weasel out of this. And the reality is I got so uncomfortable that I had to pop. And that God said, all right, now are you ready? You screwed up so much. Are you now ready to go after my word? And now I'm just this gung-ho, like, I am sticking to the word, because the sin world had nothing for me. And yet the Word of God has everything for me. Listen, girls, run after God with everything you have. Put your sin aside, lay it at the altar of his feet. He will wash you clean and he will begin to mature you in the things of God. Get into your word, get into every church service you can get into so that you can fill your spirit man up so you can walk away having a greater understanding of what God has for you. And guess what happens? For your kids, for your husband, for your family, you're going to see blessing upon blessing. I've had so many people snicker at my life. Oh, you and your husband and you and your kids, you just got the best family. You're just so blessed. Well, guess what? That's generations fighting off things so that I can step into new things. And then that's me going to be fighting for my kids, the next generation, the next generation. Girls, your fight is not in vain. There are generations behind your prayers. There are generations behind your faithfulness to God. There are generations behind the things that the enemy wants to say is okay, and you say, oh, hell no, too. Because you need to send him back to where he belongs. He belongs right there in hell, and that's where he needs to stay, not in your life wreaking hell. All right? So get tough, girls. Stand your ground. Take back that territory the enemy has taken from you. Do not be tossed to and fro. We're going to end with the verse that we've been doing. Number one, listen to his voice. Be obedient to who God is. And then Ephesians 4:14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. That's not going to be you, and that's not going to be me. But we're going to stand our ground, and we're going to be girls of the Most High God. Did you get something from the Lord today?
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.